Time to get back to our call with Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service, talking steelhead fishing. And this is a continuation, part two, if you will, from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Now, if you're dredging the bottom with a nymph right now, say a green rockworm caddis or something, how many fish would you say on a good day are they catching?
Well, I touched off. I fished in some fast water today, which I normally don't do, but I swung, touched off one fish, snapped it off. It was my fault. My blood knot came apart, so it was my error. He took, struck me. Then I swung, didn't touch another fish. I went down into some very fast water, and I was picking the bottom with two flies today. The green rockworm, everybody knows it, but I put some very green ice dub right on the head, so I call it a green apple rockworm.
Okay.
And behind it, I was fishing Bear's Neon Stone, and I know you're a fan of Jeffrey, so
yep.
His Neon Stone, and I stuck three fish. All three fish ran in that fast water, and there was no hope. And that's exactly why the area that I fished today, I normally don't do, because I don't like just breaking hooks off in the fish's face when I know that I can't land them.
Well, what are the center pinners using that are so successful?
They're using both spawn bags, little spawn bags, and the waxy. Waxworm?
Yeah, with a little jig.
With a little jig head. And these guys are so deadly good at it that they're almost like fly fishermen. They'll make their little jigs. Well, I like it with purple. I like it with pink. I mean, these guys all have their own special talent, just like a fly fisherman. And they are just deadly potent good.
And they get just ginormous drifts, too, like 100-plus yard drifts or what?
Oh, they can fish a football field. I mean, it's borderline not fair. But you know what? I'd love to sit and watch them, because there's a technique with that, too. It's not just throwing a bobber out there. Those guys are good.
Yeah, there's a ton of line mending that goes along with that.
Oh, and they just get monster drifts, and they're perfect. Those guys are good. But everything is moving right now, and these Lake Michigan trips, they're cranking up. And now things might get a little slow down because the water's going to cool off. We got a big snowstorm coming tonight.
But then back into the mid-30s, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then
and rain in the forecast for next week. So we're going to see another gush of water with all this snow, but there are plenty of fish moving right now. I went on to one of my smaller trips that I like that's really close to home, and I saw seven fish. I don't sight fish, so I didn't cast to them. But I saw fish already starting to play on the gravel and kind of marking their area. So they are out there. This last rain definitely brought a fish in, Adam.
Well, Chris, we'll look forward to talking to you. Hopefully we can talk to you on a weekly basis now, because it's time. You know what I mean? I got the bug. Everybody that likes steelhead fishing's got the bug. So we'd like to hook
and
up with you.
It is going to crank up within the next 7 to 10 days. Things are just going to start cranking.
Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service, thank you so much, my friend.
Not a problem. You guys all have a great day. God bless.
This is The Outdoor Show.